everyone. This is Cynthia.
Hi, guys. This is Jason.
Today's lesson is about Chinese New Year. So, Chinese New Year is celebrated in China and other Asian countries. It's known as the Lunar New Year.
So, Lunar New Year means it's the new year of the moon. The other new year on December 31st and January 1st is the solar new year. Solar means sun. So in every country, people celebrate the solar new year, the sun new year. But in China and some other countries, they celebrate the lunar new year, the moon new year.
So let's listen to this lesson three times and find out how people celebrate Chinese New Year.
Dialogue first time.
Lily, happy Chinese New Year.
Thank you.
What did you do to celebrate?
We had a big family dinner, and I visited some relatives and friends.
Sounds like fun. Is it the year of the snake?
That was last year. This year is the year of the horse.
Dialogue, second time.
Lily, happy Chinese New Year.
Thank you.
What did you do to celebrate?
We had a big family dinner, and I visited some relatives and friends.
Sounds like fun. Is it the year of the snake?
That was last year. This year is the year of the horse.
Dialogue, third time.
Lily, happy Chinese New Year.
Thank you.
What did you do to celebrate?
We had a big family dinner, and I visited some relatives and friends.
Sounds like fun. Is it the year of the snake?
That was last year. This year is the year of the horse.
Now let's look through the dialogue.
So he says, Lily, happy Chinese New Year. So Lily is a girl's name. And we've already talked about Chinese New Year. It's a holiday which is celebrated in China and other countries for the moon. It's the Lunar New Year.
And usually it's in January or early February. January or February.
And then he says, what did you do to celebrate? So did, they said the word did, which is talking about the past. So Chinese New Year is over.
It happened.
It happened already.
Maybe it was yesterday. Maybe it was last week. I don't know.
It's over.
It's over. And he asks, what did you do to celebrate? To celebrate is to do something special on a special day. To do something special for the special day that you don't do on a normal day. So, for example, Cynthia, what are some things that people do to celebrate?
People have parties.
Hey, party.
Yes, everyone loves a party. But not everyone has a party. So other people will have very big dinners, sometimes at a restaurant. Fancy dinners.
So, Cynthia, how do you like to celebrate your birthday?
A party.
A party?
A dinner and then go out.
Oh, so, yes. Dinner and party.
Yes. Yeah. But as I get older, I don't do that. Uh-huh. How about you?
I like having a really nice dinner on my birthday.
Okay.
A really, really, really nice dinner.
So she celebrated by having a big family dinner. So this is just a big dinner with the family. And she also visited some relatives and friends. So to visit someone is to go and see. To go and see them.
And say hi. Hey,
say
how
hi.
Are you? How are you?
Maybe talk a little.
And so she visited some relatives. Relatives are the family of your family. Not your mom, brother, sister, dad, or your children, but your grandma, your grandpa, your cousins, the family of your family. So her relatives and her friends.
Friends.
She said hi to all her friends and relatives.
And he says, sounds like fun. So that's fun. Is it the year of the snake? A snake makes the sound tss. Does that sound right?
I think, yeah. That's a snake.
Can you do a better snake? Oh, that one's good.
Yeah.
Pretty loud and scary.
So he asks, is it the year of the snake? The year of the snakes?
What does he mean?
So in the Chinese calendar, every year has an animal. There are 12 animals. So one year is called the year of the snake. But is it the year of the snake?
No, that was last year. This year is the year of the horse.
And what is a horse? What does a horse sound like?
It's a big animal and people usually ride it. That's a horse.
That's really bad. It's a big animal and people ride it and people use it on farms and many places.
That's a horse.
So Lily says that this year is the year of the horse. Cynthia, what year is it this year? Do you know?
Is it the year of the dragon?
No, I think the last
mouse?
Year was the year of the dragon.
Okay, so it's not the year of the dragon. What year is it?
It's the year of the snake, just like the dialogue. So in China and many other countries, they often say, what animal are you?
Mm-hmm.
And that means, what animal is the year that you were born in?
So born. Born is when you come out of your mother.
Yeah, when you start your life.
Your life has started, yes. You're a baby.
So, for example, this year is 2013.
Mm-hmm.
I am 25 years old, and I was born in 1988.
Okay. So, you are which animal?
I am a dragon.
I
was born in the year of the dragon.
Okay.
And what about you, Cynthia?
I was born in the year of the rabbit.
Ah.
1987.
Cool.
Yes. Okay, let's listen to the dialogue three more times.
Dialogue first time.
Lily, happy Chinese New Year.
Thank you.
What did you do to celebrate?
We had a big family dinner, and I visited some relatives and friends.
Sounds like fun. Is it the year of the snake?
That was last year. This year is the year of the horse.
Dialogue, second time.
Lily, happy Chinese New Year.
Thank you.
What did you do to celebrate?
We had a big family dinner, and I visited some relatives and friends.
Sounds like fun. Is it the year of the snake?
That was last year. This year is the year of the horse.
Dialogue, third time.
Lily, happy Chinese New Year.
Thank you.
What did you do to celebrate?
We had a big family dinner, and I visited some relatives and friends.
Sounds like fun. Is it the year of the snake?
That was last year. This year is the year of the horse.
All right. So in this dialogue, we said happy Chinese New Year. So in English, when there is a holiday, when there is a special day, usually we say happy...
Happy something.
Happy something. So what are some examples?
So when it's your birthday, you can say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Or people can tell you happy birthday. You can't say happy birthday, but you would probably say happy birthday to me.
Yeah, I would say it to the person whose birthday it is.
Mm-hmm. Another example is Happy New Year.
So you can say Happy Chinese New Year, or on January 1st, January 1, you can say Happy New Year.
What are some other examples?
In the United States, we have a special day called Halloween on October 31st, and a special day called Thanksgiving. And on those 2 days, we say Happy Halloween or Happy Thanksgiving.
What about Happy Christmas? No, right?
We don't say that.
No, we don't.
In the United States, we do not say Happy Christmas.
We say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. What does Merry mean?
Joy, happiness.
Yeah, the same thing as happy.
But it sounds better when you say Merry Christmas.
Happy I think
Christmas
so, too.
Christmas sounds a little weird. So remember, say Merry Christmas. You can say happy in front of all the other holidays, but not for Christmas.
Merry Christmas, happy birthday, happy New Year's.
Okay, thank you for listening to today's dialogue. Remember to keep on practicing, don't give up, and keep on listening to our podcast.
You guys can do it. And make sure to go to openlanguage.com or the Open Language app to study more from this lesson and other lessons.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
See ya.